Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, VA. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Going to talk a little NFL now. Joining us on the BetQL guest hotline, senior NFL writer and host The Ringer NFL Show, it is Sheil Kapadia. Hey, Sheil.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
You know what? Let's start in the NFC East because I understand you're an Eagles guy. What is your perspective on the Commanders and what they've done in the offseason thus far and then the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think the Commanders, I mean, to me, it just looks like they're trying to set the floor at a lot of these different positions with the one-year deals and just bringing guys in. Hey, can we field a team if we had to play next week? It's not like a, hey, let's go win the NFC East, let's go make the playoffs in 2024. So I think their approach has been fine. They had so much cap space, they had so many holes on the roster. You want to make that a spot where the rookie quarterback can come in and hopefully have enough around him where you can get a good evaluation and watch him develop. So I thought that was a fine process they had. The Cowboys, they're not doing anything. I mean, listen, the Cowboys, I mean, Dak Prescott is going to be the highest paid player in the NFL in the near future. I don't know how many people realize that or not, but he's in the final year of his contract. He cannot be franchise tagged. And so he's got the franchise, like, right where you never see NFL players have any leverage. I mean, they always get screwed with all this stuff. But, I mean, he's got so much leverage that either they're going to have to pay him more than Joe Burrow and make him the highest paid player in the NFL, or Dak Prescott can say, all right, I'm going to take a page out of Kirk Cousins' book and I'll play out this season, and then I'll go into free agency next year. So that, to me, is one of the biggest stories in the NFL, is now we kind of look ahead to the next few months here.
Sheil, taking this from your ringer.com article, the seven most important takeaways from the first week of NFL free agency. Number six on your list is that the Eagles are set up for a boom or bust 2024. What's your best guess? Is it boom or bust?
Yeah, what's your
and
vibe?
Where do you come down on the Saquon Barkley signing? That's not a typical Howie Roseman moved to spend a lot of money on a running back, so he's bucking that trend here.
Yeah, I'm leaning a little bit more towards bust, if I'm being honest. I mean, the way they kind of approached this offseason, you mentioned it. I mean, this is not a team that has typically dumped any kind of resources into the running back position, and now you're signing a guy who's had over 600 touches the last two seasons and is entering his seventh NFL. I mean, when does a running back in year seven, like, is he the same guy as he was in years two and three? I mean, it never happens. We just see it over and over again in the NFL. So that move surprised me a little bit. Maybe it'll work out, but I'm leaning towards I don't know if it's going to work out. And anytime you have a head coach, and I think this is the case with Nick Sirianni, going into a season where he feels like, if we don't make, I don't know, the divisional round, I'm probably going to be fired at the end of the season. Like, I think that's what the stakes are. I think they thought about firing him at the end of last season and ultimately decided to bring him back. But that there's so much going on there that, to me, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a disappointing season and we're talking about, you know, some major changes at the end of 2024.
What's your take on Jalen? I mean, there was a moment there where we thought we're just like one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league, no question. And then, you know, I think he was hurt. I think that's what everybody says. Just wasn't the same guy last year.
Yeah, I'd probably put him now, you know, maybe that 8 to 12 range. I think there's a lot of good things that he does. I think the coaching offensively was pretty brutal for the Eagles last season. I mean, you just watched it over and over again. They were running into the same issue. So I'm willing to kind of look at, hey, what's it going to look like this year? New offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. He's got so much talent around him. I mean, it's really one of the best situations for a quarterback in the NFL with the guys they have around him. So I don't know that he's that guy who's just going to elevate everyone around him, like Patrick Mahomes or Lamar or Josh Allen. We can probably put four or five guys into that category. But then there's that next tier where, hey, if they have the right pieces around them, they can play at a really, really high level. And I think that's probably still where I view Jalen Hurts.
Shield, there's going to be a Philly flavor in the quarterback room here in Washington with Marcus Mariota getting signed as the backup. You've got Brian Johnson coming in to assist the offense led by Cliff Kingsbury. What should we expect from them, specifically Mariota as the backup here?
Yeah, I don't want to be mean on Mariota. Listen, we all have guys who we like watching and we don't like watching. Sometimes it doesn't mean one guy's great, the other guy's. I do not enjoy the experience of watching Marcus Mariota play football. I mean, he's going to take a lot of sacks. He's going to fumble a lot. You're going to have turnovers. He's not going to be decisive. It's just, to me, even when the Eagles signed him last year, I was like, oh, gosh, I hope we don't have to many games where he's going to come in and play. So, listen, I think it's fine. You know, he's a backup. There's plenty of options at backup quarterback, and I think he'll be okay. But hopefully, for your guys' sake, that you know, the Commanders rookie is going to play right away and stay healthy, because otherwise that's not going to be fun for you guys in the content business as we're in to be talking about Marcus Mariota. You know, Brian Johnson, you mentioned, I think he did get a bit of a raw deal in Philadelphia. Anytime you have an offensive-minded head coach and then the offense isn't playing well and everyone blames the coordinator, I always say, well, slow down. You know, what is the head coach doing if he's an offensive-minded head coach? So a year ago at this time, Brian Johnson was viewed as like a rising star in the NFL. Eagles were coming off a Super Bowl appearance. He was the quarterback's coach for Jalen Hurts' you know, great year a couple years ago. So I'm kind of in wait-and-see mode, but you know, I think there's still something to him. People seem to still like Brian Johnson and still believe in him. So I'm glad he got another shot there in D.C.
Talking to Shield Kapadia, senior NFL writer, host of the Ringer NFL show. In one of your most recent articles, you talked about Justin Fields, and it seems like the last several weeks, Justin Fields is one of the biggest NFL topics, and you point to some analytics. It seems like the hype far greater than the actual production, right?
I mean, I think that's what you have to say when you look at what they got for him. You know, when you everyone knows you're trading a quarterback and you get a sixth that can turn into a fourth. Like, we've seen what teams will give up for quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen it a couple times with Carson Wentz. We saw it with Sam Darnold going from the Jets to the Panthers. Like, you know, I always say, like, a quarterback, if they've got a draft pedigree and a pulse, some team's going to overpay for them until they're, you know, 35, 40 years old and out of the league. That's just the way we see it. So with Fields, I get the excitement. I watch him play. He's a fun player. He's a dynamic runner. There's no doubt about it. But he's got some fatal flaws. You know, he's fumbled more than any player in the NFL since he entered the league, and it's not even close. He takes sacks at a higher rate than maybe any quarterback we've seen in recent memory. I mean, like 12% of the time he drops back to pass, he takes a sack. And it's like, you can't win that way. You can't have a consistent offense that way. So I thought it was a good flyer to take for the Steelers because of where they are as a franchise, and they need to, you know, throw some darts and see if any of them hit. And, you know, I'm not giving up like 100% on Fields. I think there's an outcome where he shows up there in a different situation and plays well if he gets the opportunity. But yeah, I think the way, you know, he's talked about kind of in the public and the media is obviously different than the way the league views him.
Yeah, you pointed out in your article, and I don't know how this metric, how they come about this metric, expected points added per pass, but you pointed out he's only ahead of Davis Mills and Zach Wilson. That's not great company.
No, it's not. And if you look at it through the history of the NFL, like when a guy has those types of numbers in his first three seasons, he almost, you know, we can talk ourselves into anybody. Again, the league does that all the time. But that guy with those types of numbers in their first three seasons almost never then ends up turning into a good quarterback. We just don't see it. Usually, you know, in year two, in year three, whether a guy has it or not. And so he would really be the exception to the rule if he were to all of a sudden now have a career where he's even like a top 12 starter.
Shield, I think the Giants at six could be in the market. I mean, maybe they can go receiver. Daniel Jones is not the answer. He's just not. They were in a pickle a couple of years ago. I had to give him the extension. He's not the answer for them. He's not going to bring them to a Super Bowl. I think that they could be in the market for a quarterback. Now, we assume Caleb May and Daniel's going to be off the board, but could you see them? What if J.J. McCarthy's still around at six? Could they say, yeah, let's just take J.J.? He can sit behind Jones for a year and then kind of learn the league, and then he could be the guy in 2 years. I think they should be and could be in the market for a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think that's the buzz you're hearing out of New York. I think there are a few teams there. The Vikings obviously made the trade where now they could be a team that potentially moves up there. I think the Raiders are probably still a team to watch. But, yeah, I'm with you on the Giants. I mean, they're in this weird spot where they, you know, you said they were in a pickle, which is kind of true, but also, like, that's what the franchise tag is for Daniel Jones. They did not have to give him that contract after one good season. I mean, they could have just held on to him and said, all right, let's see what this looks like. And now, and if that were the case, they wouldn't owe him whatever it is, $40 million this season. So they're in a real weird spot. It shows you how quickly things change in the NFL. You know, after Brian Daboll's first season, you know, coach of the year, and they're on the right track and they found their guy. And then a year later, their coaching staff is like almost getting into fist fights. And we're talking about them, you know, maybe drafting a quarterback. So, man, things change fast in the NFL. But I'm with you. I do think they're a team to watch for a quarterback potentially high there in the first round.
Shield, were you surprised by the news yesterday that Jerry Jeudy inked an extension worth up to $58 million with the Browns and included $41 million fully guaranteed at the signing? I mean, this is a guy that's never had a 1,000-yard season in his career. He's never had more than 67 catches in a season. I thought that was a little bit too rich of a contract for Jerry Jeudy. What did you think about that?
Yeah, that was very, very aggressive. And I like Jeudy a lot coming out of college. I thought he would be a better player than he's been so far. But this guy was on the trade market for like an entire calendar year. It felt like every couple months there were rumors, hey, are the Broncos trading Jerry Jeudy? And he obviously never kind of lived up to the draft type, the expectation, the draft slot in Denver. So I'm fine with the Browns taking a flyer on him with what they gave up in the trade. But that really surprised me to then lock him in to a deal like that with $41 million guaranteed. Now, they're a very analytically driven front office, so I wonder if there's stuff they've seen and they say, hey, let's bet on the upside. We have reason to do this, and he's going to be a better player in our system with our quarterback. But, yeah, as some guys like us who have just watched him, that is a head-scratcher. You usually don't see guys like that get that kind of money when they haven't accomplished much in the NFL yet.
What were some of the free agent signings that you really did like?
You know, I kind of like the under-the-radar one. So, you know, the Bengals, I thought, did a good job. Just they signed Geno Stone, the safety from the Ravens. Like, none of the big exciting ones are the ones I'm going to give you, so for the listeners. But I think that's what you do in free agency. You try to build around the margins. And so I thought the Bengals did a nice job there with some of their lower-level signings. I think the Detroit Lions did a good job. You know, I was wondering this offseason, are they going to make a big splash? Do they feel like, hey, our window is now, we need to go win a Super Bowl and let's go be really, really aggressive? They didn't do that, but they made some lower level signings just on their offensive line, on their defensive line. They made a trade for a cornerback, Carlton Davis from Tampa, which I liked quite a bit. So those are the teams that I generally gravitate towards during free agency and say, all right, they're not the ones who we're all talking about all the time, but they're making smart under the radar moves. And those were two teams that I thought did really well in that respect.
Do you like the Zach Moss move to replace Mixon?
Yeah, I thought that was smart. I mean, it just goes to what we were talking about with running backs. I mean, a lot of times it's going to come down to more of the scheme, the blocking, and that kind of thing. And so if you can get younger and if you can get less expensive at running back when you're a Bengals team that might have T. Higgins on the franchise tag and you've got Burrow and you've got Ja'Marr Chase, that made a lot of sense to me. So, Moss is not somebody, he's not Christian McCaffrey, but he was fine last year with the Indianapolis Colts. He's going to get you what you need at the running back position. And then if you draft over him, and I think this is something the Commanders did too, at some of these spots, you just, you know, if you get an average guy, a competent guy, and then you draft over him, like, that's fine. That's a win. That's a great outcome for the franchise. So I think that's a little bit of what they did there with the Zach Moss signing.
Shield, when Dan Snyder on the Redskins / now Commanders, whatever the team name is going to be, they got dumped on for being the most dysfunctional franchise, not only in the NFL, probably in all of sports. Now that Snyder is gone, there's competent ownership of Josh Harris here. Now that mantle falls to the Carolina Panthers. And you touched on that in your seven most important takeaways, that the Brian Burns situation specifically is a disaster there, and they're being led by David Tepper, who's now the poster child for dysfunctional meddling owner in Carolina.
Yeah, Tepper's the new Snyder, no doubt about it. Not with like the egregious off the field, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that, but yeah, just in terms of, man, what is going on with this organization, and in terms of the fan base feeling completely hopeless because the guy at the top is not making good decisions. I mean, they had Brian Burns, an edge rusher in his mid-20s, who the Los Angeles Rams 2 years ago offered two firsts and a second. This has been widely reported. This isn't some rumor type thing. Offered two firsts and a second, and the Panthers said, no, we're not going to make that trade. Now, 2 years later, when your roster sucks, you got nobody on your roster at a premium position who's a young ascending player, you don't re-sign Brian Burns. Instead, you trade him for a second and a fifth. I mean, Washington got the 40th overall pick for Montez Sweat when he was under contract for like seven more games. And now you're getting a second and a fifth for Brian Burns, a guy who's widely viewed as like a top eight, top 10 edge rusher. And again, is in his mid-20s. Just total organizational malpractice where if you're a Panthers fan, you just have to look around going, I don't know that this thing's going to get better anytime soon.
Complete disaster down there. That's what it is.
Crazy.
All right, Shiel. Hey, appreciate the time, bro. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
right,
so much,
thank
man.
You, buddy.
Shiel Kapadia, senior NFL writer and host of the Ringer NFL show.
He's a new guy for me. I'm just following him on Twitter now.
Very good. I'll give him a follow, too.
Yeah.
I was unaware until I read his article that Dak is set to become the highest paid player in the NFL when he signs his new deal.
Crazy, right?
He's in a good spot, isn't he?
He's in a great spot. You know, we were wondering,
we were wondering how to pronounce Shiel Kapadia's name. And well, it's been a theme because we've bought some things, like I said.
But we crushed it.
Muni long instead of money long.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Somebody then pointed out, he said, I hate to keep correcting you, but money long, a female rapper, not even a male rapper. And I guess said he, either I said he or you said he.
You know what? I know so little about that person.
Correct.
I didn't even try to identify their gender. I didn't even take a stab at it.
Let's open up the entertainment page next.
Days, cakes.
Here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remember, you can join us just a little after the show in Tyson's. At the Icon Tysons for a private screening of Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. Should be a fun time. Come out. It is first come, first serve. And you get free popcorn and free soda.
It's a fantastic deal.
Hang out with the Junkies. Watch a movie. Have a good time.
That's a perfect afternoon.
What's your initial lean rating on the movie?
3.5. Out of 5.
I'm going to go as high as 4.
I'm hoping 4.
I'm going to go 4.
Yeah, 4.
I mean, I think Rotten Tomatoes right now, it's right around 68, 70%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is
pretty
good.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid rating.
I'd be disappointed at 3.5.
Will any of the junks fall asleep in the theater during the movie?
If there's one that's going to do it, it'd be Bickle.
Could be me.
And that's prime nap time.
The thing is what happens is I get that sugar overload from the soda and then all the food, popcorn and everything.
Yeah.
It just... It could happen.
Now, do you have gummy bears stuffed in your pocket to bring to the movie by
no,
chance?
No, but that's a great idea.
Hmm.
Are you like excited?
It's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited
yeah.
for
There's
movie.
A CVS Wait. Right down the block. Might have
Perfect.
To make a trip post-show.
I started looking at a new site instead of Rotten Tomatoes because I found navigating on Rotten Tomatoes not as easy, and it's just called Metacritic.com.
All right.
It's basically the same thing. They give Roadhouse a 59 out of 100.
Yeah, that's not a great score.
It sounds like 3.5.
Is it essentially a comedy or no?
No.
Not at all.
No, it's like a drama. Okay. Drama slash action, right. I would say.
Because they usually
definitely action
ridicule comedies. But all right, I'm psyched.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, EB.
All right, the entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. And when you head over there, make sure you mention your boy, EB. All right, guys. We might have to put this guy on our Mount Dreamy. I don't know. He's not an athlete. But he reportedly will be the next James Bond.
Ooh.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Do I know him from anything?
You'd recognize him apparently from Kick-Ass, Bullet Train, and Avengers.
Oh, I know him.
Age of Ultron.
He's also been in one of the Godzilla movies. So I do know
Aaron
from
Taylor
that.
Johnson.
That's not a big name choice, in my opinion. I mean, maybe he's a big
but
name.
But I don't think Daniel Craig was a big name before, right? The thing is if you get that role, right, you're instant icon.
Is he a Brit? Let me guess. He's a Brit.
He's definitely an English actor.
He's a Brit.
A few years ago, that like it was rumored that Idris Elba was up for that role, but I guess he got bypassed, or maybe he just turned it down. I don't know.
That would have been a good call.
Was Daniel Craig the last one?
Yeah, he's done the last five, I think.
Yeah.
He's done the last five. Dude, you get to be, you're like instant icon. Movie superstar forever.
Yes.
Forever, if you James Bond.
Correct.
Pierce Brosnan was for a while, right?
He was, yes.
Yes.
Timothy Dalton.
Now, we do have I think one of the world's foremost expert.
I am a Bond
expert. James Bond. He's really? Sitting right there. Yeah. One Matt Valdez,
Sean Connery, Roger Moore, the one Bond, George Lazenby.
That's right.
Nobody liked him.
Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, and then Daniel Craig. I probably could name every Bond movie.
My heyday when I was a kid was Roger Moore.
It's kind of Roger was the guy. That's who we grew up.
How many Bond movies have there been?
I don't know. If I had to guess. There probably have been close to 40 Bond movies.
Yeah, but right, here's a question. I don't even know. Is it based on a book series?
Anne Fleming was the author of the book series.
Yes. And so there's a bunch of
James Bond
books.
I guess there's
Bond
a lot
books.
Of books. Yeah, I don't know.
Is there, how many, back in the day, how many Alfred Hitchcock movies were there? Those were based on books, right?
I don't know.
I'm
how
sure there were a ton.
Movies Hitchcock did.
Around the same.
Kevin would know. I don't know.
The birds were silly.
You like mysteries?
I get size
Why don't you go watch Psycho? Have you seen Psycho?
No. You know what my favorite book, when the bookmobile used to come into town? You guys never had the bookmobile, did you? Did they have that over in the Dina?
They used to go to school, like it would park at the school.
We had it in our neighborhood, too. And I would get size for Encyclopedia Brown. He always would solve all the little mysteries.
Definitely read those back in the day.
Size for Encyclopedia Brown. Anyway, got a new Bond. Is he considered dreamy? Would you put him on your...
Sure.
I guess so.
Yeah, he's handsome.
I saw a picture with his shirt off. He's
handsome
all
fella.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
We all know the best Bond movie was Goldfinger.
It we is. Do? We know well, that?
I think Moonraker.
That's my personal best. Moonraker stinks.
I like Moonraker.
I was kind of partial to this one. A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill. Very underrated.
Very who was the Bond for that one?
That was Roger Moore's. That was Roger Moore's last Bond film. That's when Christopher Walken played Zorin and tried to flood entire San Francisco.
He is an expert. You don't remember who that, did
you don't
this.
Know the Mayday was the woman the black female that
I
was.
Do remember Duran Duran doing the theme song for A View to a Kill.
Yes. Do you remember
good.
The Zorin blimp going over the Golden Gate Bridge?
The what blimp?
Zorin. That was the name of his company.
Zorin blimp was going over
do you think
San Francisco?
Our current Bond movies still, do they hold up?
Like, yeah, it's like watching Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to compare. compare it to Mission Impossible.
Yeah, they're definitely more modern.
Right. Do you like them just as much as you did the old Bond
movies? I like the old ones better.
Did you watch them? Like, did your dad introduce you to them or something? Or?
I don't know. I think, like, there used to be, like, a Bond week on TNT back in the day.
You would just lock in?
And I would lock in, and then that's when my fever pitch for James Bond was spawned.
I feel like we grew up with them being on ABC.
Bond
movies. Show movies on ABC. Sense.
I was a big fan of the Bond villain Jaws, played by Richard Thiel.
Yeah.
Jaws.
That's why I like Moonraker, because Jaws was in it.
Jaws was in, I think he was in, like,
sure, he was in
three
multiple.
Or four.
He was in
Diamonds Are Forever. Yeah. He was in Moonraker.
There's no chance Jaws still alive.
Speaking of giants, I definitely saw one yesterday when the elevator opened at Capital One on one of the parking levels, and George Murasame was standing outside. He didn't even get in the elevator. He's just like, he basically borderline pushed somebody else in, then he waited for the next one. And some people that I guess don't know who George is, when the door opened,
they lost their mind.
They were gasping. They're like, oh, I didn't see a monster. I was like, it's just George. He's the friendliest guy on the planet.
I think I told you guys this relates to avoiding small talk.
Yes.
That one time I was going to pick up some food on the way home from a practice. And the spot which I was going to is this chicken spot in the plaza. And I saw from the window that George Murasame was in there.
Yeah, unmistakable.
And then I decided to go right next door to the other spot.
If you see George Murasame in person, you're never going to mistake him for anybody else.
And I like George. I just didn't want to be doing the small talk bit with him. I was just going to pick up food.
The last time I saw him before yesterday, he was at the outdoor bar at Norbeck Country Club during an outing, and I didn't engage him in small talk because he was busy talking to the bartender and somebody else.
Right.
Didn't want to bother him.
It's just a huge...
Just let him go about his day.
Huge human.
Just let him live his life. Yeah, so out of George Murasame
I used to spend a lot of time with George because our kids both went to the same high school.
Yeah.
And I'd watch his kid play basketball. He had two kids that played basketball there. And he'd sit in the stand, literally the sweetest, nicest
so
guy.
So nice.
Super nice.
And funny, too.
Very funny.
And you know what his joke with me always was?
You know, I've heard it a million times.
Yeah.
What did he say?
You know who was asking about you recently?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
It's a great joke. It's a solid joke. That's always funny. Kills.
I don't see him at my gym as well as see Dexter Manley. I haven't seen them lately.
Oh, Dex. We can book him again.
That's the guy I would have small talk with, and I would record it because it would be wacky.
Yeah.
And you probably couldn't play it back on the air.
Jason,
yeah.
You have something in common with Jim Harbaugh. Not only are you both ex-49er fans.
Okay.
Right? Because he coached the Niners there.
Right.
He reportedly had a garage sale at his house in Michigan.
No, he didn't.
Did you see all like the snow globes? Like, it looked like he had a bunch of snow globes there.
It's better than putting it all in a moving truck. Get rid of it.
I guess. But why would you just give it away?
Downsize it.
Just give it away. You got to make an extra
$19. His wife probably had something to do with that.
I would have to hope that any money they raised probably went to a charity. Like there's no chance.
Why not just give it to charity?
Jim Harbaugh is pocketing
$300
from his
yard
sale.
No, I think when people do garage sales, they pocket the money. If he was going to give it to charity, he'd just give it to charity.
Middle class and poor numbers pocket the money. Jim Harbaugh is probably worth $80 million.
I agree.
There's no chance he's pocketing the $500 he made from his yard sale.
Why would he waste 7 hours sitting in a lawn chair?
I guarantee you he's raising money for a charity.
Well, then why not just...
That is pretty funny, though.
Donate the furniture to charity or something.
I don't know. Maybe you felt
nubs.
Like it.
It's nubs.
It's nubs.
There's no way around it. It's an
it actually changes
nub
what
move.
I think of him.
Right.
Not that he was high on my list to begin with.
Yeah.
But.
Well, he's a nubs dresser.
What? 7 hours on the driveway. That's so funny.
I think Bud Grant, the former Vikings coach, has a garage sale every year. He's kind of famous for it.
Hold on. Is Bud Grant still alive? Is he still with us?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow. He's got to be 120.
He's still with us. This is a perfect dead or alive draft.
He's got to hit Hunsky. He's got to be older than the Bills coach.
What,
95.
Marv Levy? Bud Grant's 95.
Yeah.
And
he did pass in 2023.
Yes, dead.
Oh, last year. There you go.
That's a good run, though.
Hey, Valdez, you know who you're the only one that will relate to this. So I'm borderline addicted to these two ugly, what would you call them? The people that go to like the flea markets or whatever. What do you call those kind of people? Like They go to flea markets and resell stuff, you know.
Scavengers?
No, there's a word for it. Anyway.
Resellers?
The different word. Doesn't matter.
Vintage collectors.
They do it strictly with golf clubs.
Oh, I've seen these. They go to like a Play It Again Sports.
They go everywhere. Goodwill. They go to like garage sales and like golf course communities.
Yeah, they'll get like a Vokey SM4 wedge for like $5.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they resell it all.
They're like, hey, Ben Hogan played with this club back in the day.
I've seen that.
I'm addicted. I watch a million of them. John and Ash, I think, is their name.
Yeah, they'll get like a whole bag or a whole set for $100.
They have hundreds of thousands of subscribers. They're making a mint.
They're crushing.
And the girl's like a two. Yeah. But I still watch it. So goofy and nerdy. What do they call? What do they call those people that go?
Pickers.
Thrifters.
Thrifters.
Okay. Is what thrifters. I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, they go to thrift. My wife's a thrifter.
Kind of nubs.
She goes to thrift stores. Gets things for $5
and sells them for
$150.
Then she goes on trips by herself.
Good.
Is she on like a girls trip or
she's with her mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a mom daughter trip. That's nice.
Well, it's not really. They're going down to see their aunt, my wife's aunt, who's not in good
health.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not.
Believe me, she doesn't want to be there.
Not as much fun as I thought.
No, it's not.
Those are like the worst trips.
From the sound of it,
it wasn't a good one.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But that's
actually what
she is. She's a thrifter. She goes to thrift stores all the time.
I wish I could do it.
Buy stuff, brings it back to the house, refinishes it, paints it, hooks it up, sells it.
When I go to TJ Maxx and I see a Peter Millar for $35, I want to be a thrifter.
You should go to the silly golf to me.
Believe me.
Hey, let me tell you about the champions of the world. Argentina and Messi, they're making their way to Philadelphia. Argentina's going to be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for Copa America. Friday, March 22nd. That's 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. El Salvador in their preparation match to the World Cup. They're going to be facing Messi's national team. They're number one in the world ranking. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador on Friday, March 22nd at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you mention the details of the garage sale? So I saw one thing which made me think of cakes from back in the day.
Okay.
All right. So according to people who were at the Harbaugh garage sale in Ann Arbor.
Right.
The wife offered a deal for $20.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever you could fit in a bag.
Oh, I love that deal.
Whatever you could fit in a bag for $20.
Now, is it a standard size bag? Can you bring your own giant bag?
I don't know.
How does it work?
That's a good question.
But it just makes me
like
think
a garbage
of that,
bag, maybe.
Right. It makes me think of that first time that we got free clothes at Britches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cakes was just
that
killing
true,
it.
Yeah.
I think that's originally when I hurt my elbow.
I didn't know how to act.
And where was that?
In Fair Oaks Mall, I believe.
Fair Oaks Mall.
It was in the store.
We went there, yes. And I remember
I
remember being
out. You guys joned on me.
That was a different one. That was an outlet.
That was like a tent
Alexandria.
Sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys joned on me.
That was a tent sale. Yeah.
I just grabbed.
That wasn't as good.
I just grabbed one pair of jeans.
Right. Like a belt.
And one shirt.
A bad braided belt.
And Cakes, the very first time we met Shelly,
mm-hmm.
who's
yes.
now married to Steve Buckhantz.
Been married a long time, yes.
Shelly said something like, hey, you know, take what
you
like.
You want.
Right.
And Cakes took out a garbage bag out of there. Yeah.
I took two.
You put so much stuff in there.
I had to sit down on a bench halfway between.
Me too. I had to rest my hands.
I had to rest.
I was getting cramps in my hands.
Cakes was kind of a genius because I remember for the tent sale, I remember going to the
tent
sale.
We were getting Christmas gifts.
And Cakes got like all his brothers the exact same purchase.
I didn't know how to act. Okay? I've matured since then.
I went into the store one day and we took a bunch of stuff too.
I did the same thing. No, I had two trash bags and I had to sit down and like by the water fountain.
Who doesn't want
I wasn't ashamed because they actually Shelly said come in and take whatever you want.
Who doesn't want a warthog polo in every color? We
put them out of business.
No, they were going out of business.
I mean, clearly she didn't care about inventory.
No,
she didn't.
My family got a lot of Britches gear
so many rugbies. Christmas. All the rugbies you could ever want.
Man, I love that. That gear was good.
Remember when rugbies were cool?
Yep.
Oh, man. You think they'll come
1989.
Back?
They'll come back at some point.
In our lifetime?
Yeah, sure.
You think you really do?
I think they've already come back and gone out of style again.
Really?
I think they were back like 10 years ago.
But it was the rugbies with the turtlenecks underneath.
Well, that's a horrible look.
Was the look.
I don't think I did the turtleneck. I'm not a big turtleneck guy.
Well, that was the look.
In
1988-89.
No, it was the look.
The turtleneck underneath the rugby.
Yeah, not a great look.
Yeah, well, the rugby's
in retrospect. Big popped white collars.
Yep. Trying to think another store that I have just pillaged and just robbed as much as I robbed that Britches. I don't think there is.
Yeah, none come
Golf
to mind.
Golf USA, I remember. I mean, hell, golfed them. I mean, those guys have been unbelievable to us.
Been great.
My full set of irons from him. I mean, unbelievable.
Jason gets all the gift cards. I haven't seen a single solitary one, but they treat us as a show.
He doesn't
great.
Really share them.
No.
Yeah. Selfish.
But I'm trying to
There's only one guy who does the endorsements, does the reads.
True. Again,
I'll let you know that.
I'm jealous of your endorsements, of your endorsement portfolio. Though, might I say, lately, the last few days,
you've been a little more flush.
Been a little more robust.
This is the guy over there. JP's the guy over there complaining.
Yeah.
He's actually trying to snatch some of your
There's been more meat on the plate over the last
week.
Few days. So that's good. It's a good thing.
Well, it used to be mine.
Which,
it's okay.
Which used to be yours?
The rugby one.
Apparently you guys are going to alternate.
We won't have a scrum. We won't have a scrum for the endorsement.
JP would do it.
Whoever gets the ball wins.
You know,
one of the boys get hurt when they did a scrum, Valdez or Drab?
Maybe. It could have happened back in the day.
I don't remember them doing a little bit.
Vaguely.
Mm,
I mostly remember Valdez trying to
stop the tush push.
Stop the tush push.
Nobody's tried his technique.
Yep, just put up your legs.
Yeah.
I wonder if the tush push will be as good now without Kelsey. It probably will, right? Because didn't you say that the Eagles were 95%, but the rest of the league was like 90%.
Yeah.
I know who doesn't want the tush push to happen. His name's Saquon Barkley, because that means that's about a dozen touchdowns that he won't score.
Well, they may step back a little bit from the tush push because of because Kelsey's
why
gone.
Why wouldn't you protect the quarterback and give the ball
that's
to
what I'm
Barkley?
Saying. Yeah, because Hurts was banged up last year.
You're giving Barkley $13 million per year.
Yeah, let him score.
Yeah, let him punch it in from the 2-yard line.
What time will you boys arrive at Tyson's?
12:01.
Well, are they do we know? Are they doing previews? Do we know if we're getting previews?
I don't know about previews, but you gotta get there to get your voucher for popcorn and soda.
Ooh, I need vouchers. I love vouchers. Concessions.
Probably 5 or 10 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna be like Cakes. Probably not a lot of small talk.
Right. Definitely no talking during the movie.
Don't talk to me during the movie.
Well,
I'm going to say hi to listeners, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably more, maybe more after than before. But
mine's going to be more before.
Ron claims he has time, traffic. But he would only go if he could sit next to one of us. volunteered cakes. Right?
I mean, he sleeps with cakes.
I mean, we'll do the popcorn regular. Bit. I'll reach into his popcorn bucket. I won't be able to find what I'm looking for. I'll take my hand out.
You act like he'd find yours.
I mean, he'd find more mine before he finds his. I can tell you that. With certainty.
You're so juvenile. I can't believe I'm 54. I'm still doing penis jokes.
Hey, I'm not 54 yet. I'm only 53 and, I don't know, a half.
You're getting there. By the way, Drabby, you're not put off by the Cristiano Ronaldo pics of him as like a teen wonder kid and he's just so ugly?
Well, everybody has teen awkwardness. Yeah, ugly photos.
I thought that was totally unfair. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures of you.
You think Jimmy
had a zillion pimples all over your back?
Yeah, you think you were silly when you were 16? You weren't that silly.
You seen pictures of my back? There was.
Well, you're 11'5", 93.
Yeah, there's not pimples. It's just birthmark. No, I think that Cristiano Ronaldo is actually ugly. Mm-hmm. He just got a glow up somehow. Like a Brady,
he's
like
worth
a Tom
$1 billion.
Brady.
$1 billion.
Well, how old was he?
It's called braces, Rick.
No, I don't think it's just the teeth. Like, he's got bad skin.
A lot of people had awkward
faces. Teenagers.
Look at Katy Perry when she was a teenager. She was nubs.
I don't think she's that great now. Hey.
Oh, I like her.
Look at him. He's pretty ugly. That's like a 2. Like, if you could see
that
potential.
He's got bad teeth.
He looks fine.
Looks like he's got bad
teeth. It's average.
He's got bad skin, bad teeth.
A couple
got thin lips that you don't like.
A couple of those pictures, he looks like a killer, like in a horror movie, with the bad teeth.
He actually is really ugly. Now he's dreamy, but
I'd rather be him than you, who was once dreamy and then ran into the wall.
He'll run into the wall.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but he'll run to a
wall. He works out 12 hours a day.
$1 billion.
Yeah, but believe me, the world's greatest athletes eventually they chub up too. It happens to us.
Sure,
it happens to the best of us, cakes.
Sure. You're in the world's greatest athlete.
You're counting yourself to Ronaldo.
I'm just saying, even the world's greatest athlete.
Yeah,
I'm old too.
Yeah.
Everybody hits a wall.
Sure,
you guys don't like to admit it.
In terms of the dreamy athletes, somebody tweeted us, and he is one of my personal favorites, Jim Palmer.
That's right.
Day.
Yeah, go old school baseball.
I mean, he did jockey ads back in the day, posed in his underwear.
We talked about a guy earlier.
Steve Sachs.
And you love the old baseball heads.
You just love the Dodgers.
I'm just thinking about good-looking old school.
Yeah, he is on a weird Dodgers bench.
Well, I watched the Dodgers for 3 hours today.
A guy called in, he really wanted us to mention Keith Hernandez.
I googled him and I didn't realize he was everybody's heartthrob. Sam Hartman. Did you see him?
Quarterback from Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's got good hair.
Seen his picture. I didn't know he was. Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah,
Rafael Nadal makes lists.
He's kind of weird looking. Same thing with Federer. Like, I think Federer's kind of exotic looking, but I don't think
he's exotic looking.
I don't know if that's the right word. Yeah, the right word, but it's just
European looking.
Yeah
he's just, not Slavic.
This is kind of funny.
He's Swiss.
He's Swiss.
Correct?
Right.
Oh, okay. I said Swedish.
Not a Swede.
He's Swiss.
The Swedes dominated tennis like when we were growing up.
Mats Wilander, Anders Jared,
Borg.
Yeah, I forgot that one. That's a pretty big one.
Edberg was a good-looking dude back in the day.
Yes.
You're big into the good-looking dudes, man. You keep bringing this match up.
Top of mind.
Yeah, but you asked. You want the Mount Rushmore.
You love good-looking Dodgers.
Right. Hey, you're doing a great job.
All right, got to get out of here. Hope you can join us.
I'm out.
Tyson's at noon. Be Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.